Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lease. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor, and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries, and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
There's going to be a lesson, and there's going to be a blessing. Every failure is a lesson and a blessing. Every failure, there is a lesson and a blessing. Let me tell you something. You know how many mistakes I've made? Last January, I hosted Miss Universe. What you laughing at? Why is your ass laughing? I made this mistake in 89 countries. Now here's the way God works. Tell you how crazy this is. On my vision board, the part you don't see, because I have another list. I have one. I can't show you this because it's not going to show up. But I have a morning gratitude prayer. And you can't see it, But this is everything I wake up before I talk to my wife. I thank God for about 64 things before I ask him for anything. Then after that, it's about another 50 things that I'm asking him for. With all I have, I got about 50 things that I'm asking for. One of the things on my list that I asked God for was to increase my global persona. I want to increase my global persona. I want my message, my motivational speaking, to go global, worldwide. I want to share with more people how to become successful and teach it to them real simple. See, I ain't saying nothing heavy today. If you don't understand me, something wrong with you. You ain't gonna make it. Thanks for coming. Because you're super slow if you ain't getting my eye. Because I ain't no brilliant cat. I just know how to keep it real simple, right? So in asking God to increase my global persona, he made me the first African-American host ever in the history of the Miss Universe pageant. But he didn't stop there. He allowed me to make the biggest mistake ever made on national global television. That mistake, 48 hours later, I was trending so hard on Google and social media, my name in 48 hours had been typed in 4 billion times. A week was up, Steve Harvey had been Googled 7 billion times.
Wow.
I did not appreciate the way God chose to increase my global persona. I didn't like that one at all. I was a little ticked off with God for a minute. Because in truth, what happened was, it wasn't a mistake I made. I just ate it for everybody. See, the teleprompter, I'm a smart guy. I've been on TV a long time. And the new 2015 Miss Universe is? That's what the teleprompter says. The IBF in my ear says, read the next name. We have rehearsed it this way for 3 days. It was only 2 names on the card. They put a third name in the corner, never told me. We had changed. It wasn't going to be no first runner-up. The guy said, read the next name on the card. Hold now. Next name on the card, Miss Columbia. Great job, Steve. Go for the setup to close. I go in the back. I'm chilling. Steve, you killed it. I know. Steve, you good. You're the greatest. Won't he do it? I just heard white people in my ear just cussing. What do you mean? That's the wrong name. The guy said, we'll straighten it out tomorrow in the media. I said, no, we straighten it out tonight. I walked back out there on my own. I didn't tell them that the teleprompter was wrong. I didn't tell them that the dude told me to say this in my ear. I didn't tell them that they changed the car from her. I stood there and I ate it. The way my father raised me. Be a man. Go out there and open up. If I'd have blamed the teleprompter, he'd never work in Hollywood again. The director would have been fired and out of work. Cue card lady, put job gone. I got 5 shows. I'll take this hit. So I took it. Boy, they laughed at me. People I thought was my friends turned on me. They was doing memes on me. Oh, they was that CEO and still mad. They talked about me. I got death threats from Columbia. We have 24-hour security inside of our gates now because of Miss Universe.
Wow.
People was coming by my house, man, taking pictures. Them Colombians was mad, man. You know, this is the drug cartel. You got to be serious with these dudes. And they're going to get them bummed. I don't even know Spanish, but but I know when I'm getting cussed out. I don't know what punta is, but I was punta so many damn times. I don't know what it is, but I was one. But behind every mistake, every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. The lesson was, I learned something that day. From now on, before I do anything, I double check everybody. So that's the lesson. So now, Steve Harvey, I don't care what the teleprompter say. And we're going to talk to some people first. That's the lesson. Here comes the blessing. 4 weeks later, T-Mobile calls. They said, Steve, we want you to do a Super Bowl commercial. They said, we're going to do a spoof on the Miss Universe thing. I said, I'm not doing that, man. I'm sick of that. Then they told me how much they paid. So I went and shot a Super Bowl. I made so much money and charged them so much money for one commercial that it paid for everything I have for 2 years. Then I turn around and now I am part owner of the Miss Universe pageant, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America. There's a lesson and a blessing. Yeah. You got to hang in there with it when it gets funky for you. Yeah. Now, y'all, I'm telling you all this because I'm telling you some things that's going on. But God wants you to be rich. Being rich is okay. But in order to get where you're going, you got to remember this. Everybody come with you can't go with you. Uh-oh, this is the hard part. So listen to this carefully. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. You got to get like-minded people around you. You got to surround yourself with everybody on the same page. I told you, these dudes, look at this picture. They going out on a hunt. Look at their face. They serious, man. Ain't nobody play. They don't bring the Cubs. The Cubs can't make it on this trip. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. When it's time to kill to eat, you got to get like-minded people around you. Everybody come with you, can't wait. If you're too old, you can't rest this hunt up. Sorry, you got to stay back at the house. You got to surround yourself with like-minded people. It's time to go get it. I told you, I ain't bring these just because I was here. All these on my phone. Everybody come with you, can't go with you. Sometimes you got to cut your family loose. Sometimes your friends is the one. Association brings on participation. Yeah. If you're sitting around friends and all they doing is getting high,
brother, break bread with me, brother. Got that pure cake, no butter, no sugar. Asiatic, straight like my brother's soul. Yes, indeed. 7-Up cake, we got pound cake. And we
some of that pound cake.
Yes, indeed, brother. There you go. Thank you, brother. You have a good day today. Salam.
Today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
What?
I said, today I begin a new life. For I am the master of my abilities, and today is going to be a great and beautiful day.
Pillows, goose down, $35.
P, you a buyer or a seller?
What? Videos, homie. Videos, DVDs, CDs, Masterpiece, Charlie's Angel.
Look at yourself.
How many millionaires you got on, bruh? I count at least 3. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? P, look around, man. You see what I see? I see money. Look at my man over there selling t-shirts. Brother over there selling pies and paper. Cake man over there. Everybody moving, making money. right? While we standing still being broke. I figured all this shit out, man. All this. This whole world moves forward through transactions. Commerce, nigga. The exchange of goods and services. All the real baller successful folks are sellers. And all the broke ass people playing catch up are buyers. I ain't trying to go out like that, Pete. I'ma be a seller. I'ma get my own business. Change the game.
And that was from the film Baby Boy. We ended yesterday's podcast on that note, and we're not going to be here long today. Buyers and sellers, because I'm thinking, as in the intro that of the program that we do here, Claude Anderson mentions that in the Arab and Asian community, money bounces around, what, about 13 times before it leaves the community. He says in the Jewish community, it bounces around 18 times before it could leave the community. Some people have it coming in around the clock. They're getting paid generating income 24 hours a day. On that level, that's passive income. Passive income can come weekly, monthly, around the clock, or what have you. So, thinking out loud here, because I've already identified a business model where the goal will be to do 24, we'll put it this way, earn at least $1,000 an hour. But for each hour of the day. Now, in the model I'm thinking about as a goal, provide housing to people, provide at least one person affordable housing for each hour of the day. So they're 24 hours a day. And that can be done if you have the housing stock to do that. So, and I want to build the housing stock, not go buy something and rent it out or buy something and sell it, but actually build it. Because if I did that, I would be totally free, totally free. In any event, we shall, and this is, you know what, this whole thing is about podcast stand, which PAS, podcast stand, one word. That's and we're doing trending topics. The consolidating word or name, because we already have physical locations on the ground. In Taft, Oklahoma, we have Energy Village. That's part of podcast stand. And then we're working on, we got it in escrow, which was supposed to close on it the last week in this month, Bloggersville. And these are places, physical platforms via our social network, your social network, where we can meet and build and sell. Just like the Amish and Mennonite with whatever they build and sell. They build and sell furniture. They have farmers markets. So that's what podcast stand basically represents. You'll be able to go to these different. I just named two. We got other landowners in other places and other places where we're going to be expanding to. But the general blanket name is Podcastland, which, because podcasters, that niche is a pretty nice niche, where people basically come up with a lot of ideas. But anyway, so my particular niche in there is to provide one house a day. Excuse me, one house per hour around the clock, helping 24 people a day. But we gotta build up to that, because the demand is already there. You can focus in on one city. Like, you place an ad in Craigslist, the local newspaper, wherever you are, for something for rent. It could be a room for rent, apartment for rent, house for rent. You'll get 100 or so calls. But most of those people will be tire kickers, so they're not going to show up. And then out of the handful that show up, you only need one. But typically, a person only has one, or two maybe. So now, another way you can do it is if you got 24 locations and you got inventory for 24, you can place your ads strategically and get rid of 24 probably in less than 12 hours' time. So, in any event, one of the tricky things we're trying to figure out now is for Bloggersville, which the location we're working on in Illinois, an hour away from Chicago, located. Matter of fact, if you go to our Facebook page, which is titled Housemakers, I might change that name to Podcastan, but right now is, if you go to our Facebook page, which is Housemakers, a social network, or podcast social network. And if you scroll down, there's a picture, the only picture we have thus far of the land we're buying. It's about not quite an acre. And like I say, it's about an hour away from Chicago, but that's a place where we'll be holding workshops, retreats, and actually we're going to use that as a physical platform to actually build affordable housing so people can, for people in that area or whatever they come there for. So later in this month, we'll have more pictures of Bloggersville, as well as video, and we'll place it on the Facebook page, Housemakers, on that. So if anybody's got any ideas on how to crank out 24 houses a day, 24 tiny houses a day, with soliciting ideas on how to do it, 619-768. Basically, yeah, we already know how to do it. You just got to organize on doing it. But nobody sees everything. So if you have any ideas on, how we can pull that off, I know, because me, once we get to that point, actually before we get to that point, we'll be free. In any event, so we're going to be on here for about 25 more minutes today. You can talk, anything you want to talk about, trending topics, just press 1-619-768-2945 is the live stream number. So whatever's happening in the news, feel free, you want to comment on it, vent, get on your soapbox. You got 25 minutes to do it. Let's see, Magic Johnson stepped down from basketball, president of basketball operations. There's one trending topic yesterday. Let's see, something with the Jesse Smollett case with the prosecutor up there. That's another trending topic. And I don't know all the trending topics, but there's something that you want to put out, something you want to promote. 619-768-2945 is the number to call. Because, like I say, my mind's in the direction of how to crank out 24 houses a day, basically one house per hour. Okay, let me go back to my studio. Here. All right, we had a quiet audience this morning. We're working on t-shirts for Podcast Stand to help raise money for our Bloggersville location in Illinois. So hopefully by the design, if you go to our Facebook page, Housemakers Social Network on Facebook, you scroll down and if you see it'll be the design logo / logo is there. It says podcast stand at the top. Then it's got a logo of an orange and white headphones. And then at the bottom, slanted short sentence that says a social network state. That's the basic design we have for the t-shirts. It'll be a limited amount printed because we're going to use those to help raise the balance of the $4,000 cash we need to close on that. But, all right, so if anybody doesn't have any trending topics, any suggestions on how to build, sell, or market 24 tiny house, off-grid houses per day, or anything, we're going to close it out for the day. Because that's where my head is in manufacturing mode. Organizing an assembly line to crank out affordable housing. All right, well, we got people in the audience today, more than we had the last 2 days. Usually we have a lot of people, but anyway. On that note, I'm going to end it for today. Everyone have a good rest of the day.
At Jiffy Lube, we car about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. That's why we've been taking car off business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.